When Serge Koussevitzky, the Russian-born conductor of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, opened Tanglewood in 1937, he chose an all-Beethoven program, including the Pastorale Symphony. And when conductor Christoph von Dohnányi opened the 75th anniversary season in early July, he recreated it. Beethoven's musical tribute to nature, complete with bird calls, seems a perfect companion to the charms of Tanglewood. When you walk through the trees and open fields of the campus, you come across music everywhere. French horn players rehearsing Strauss in a cabin in the woods. A string quartet playing contemporary music on a concert hall stage. Two trumpets rehearsing Beethoven in a barn.
It's a place where music and nature come together in the most wonderfully natural way.
Conductor John Williams has composed many of the most famous movie scores. He's been coming to Tanglewood every summer since 1980, when he was named music director of the Boston Pops.
We learn something about ourselves as musicians and as listeners out here every day when we're here among the trees and the beautiful weather and so on.
Boston Symphony Managing Director Mark Volpe oversees the 1,000 employees and volunteers at Tanglewood from a Victorian house on the property.
Every city has a concert hall. What makes the Boston Symphony absolutely unique in the world of orchestras is Tanglewood. Tanglewood really is the granddaddy of this notion of a summer venue.
When Koussevitzky began conducting at Tanglewood during its first season, in the middle of the Great Depression, the orchestra played in a tent. After a thunderstorm damaged the tent, the Boston Symphony built a modest but more permanent structure, a shed with a dirt floor in the auditorium and wooden seats. And with the exception of a little acoustical fine-tuning, the structure has basically remained the same. Over its 75-year history, Tanglewood has attracted some of the finest musicians in the world not only to perform, but to teach. Giants like Aaron Copland and Leonard Bernstein were fixtures for years, and these days Yo-Yo Ma and Emmanuel Axe are among the faculty of the Music Center, which is a training ground for young musicians. Every summer, 150 of them, most of whom are in their early 20s, study at Tanglewood without paying anything. They also perform at Tanglewood. Tom Rolfs, who is now principal trumpet of the Boston Symphony and teaches at Tanglewood, first came as an 18-year-old student.
And the very first day, I sat down in the orchestra and Seiji Ozawa was on the podium. And then Leonard Bernstein. So if that doesn't change your life, nothing will.
All the music making in the world wouldn't mean anything without an audience, and they come in droves. About 350,000 tickets are sold every summer. One recent weekend, Greg Passan came up from New York City, a three-hour drive, to meet friends, have a picnic, and listen to some Beethoven.
It's relaxed, but it feels very, not formal, but ritualized in a way, right? People are coming with their chairs and their tables and their bottles of wine, and clearly it's something they do all the time and have very specific ways of doing it, and so it's the social aspect as well as the musical.
Some have been coming for decades, like Bob Rosenblatt. A World War II veteran, his first visit was in 1947. He's been a volunteer usher for 40 years.
Every concert's my first. Doesn't it sound Pollyannish? But it's true.
Tanglewood officially celebrated its 75th anniversary with a gala concert featuring Yo-Yo Ma, John Williams, and James Taylor, among others. There will be more gala evenings during the summer in the Berkshires. For VOA News, I'm Jeff London in Lenox, Massachusetts.